Welcome back, guys. It's another Friday. It's time for
Charlie's Bunker with Nelly Baby.
Yeah. What's up, guys? We're back. Another week. Yay.
It's Friday.
Listen, I had so much fun last week. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
What did we do last week? The food was great.
Oh, yeah. The food was amazing. Listen, if you guys decide not to show up, that's all good. We don't care because you know why? We had a blast. We had great.
Yeah, I want to go back.
We should go back. She wanted to go back this week, but I said,
I think the people like it when we travel around town and actually like are talking and we're talking about crap and eating.
I don't think they like when we talk about crap and eat.
I
think they like the fact that
topics and you know what we're thinking and you know stuff going around in the world while we're stuffing our face.
I mean, that's a good point. I really wanted to talk about those politics, though, because, you know, I really wanted to go and get drunk and then, you know, just talk about politics.
You know what's going to happen when I get drunk?
Maybe hit me in the face. Maybe.
That, and then I'll be like this with a beer bottle and just be like clueless.
Ah, seems legit.
Which means me all the time.
I mean, seems legit. We have our first guest. Welcome.
That's probably me.
Welcome. Oh, okay. Well, welcome, Nella Baby, for joining us for the show today.
Thank you.
No problem. I mean, thank you for being a big fan of the show and for following us and for doing all the things you do for the show. Thank you. Because, you know.
About darn time.
What do you mean about damn time?
The boss never tells me thanks. You're doing an awesome job.
Listen, I have a family member who is a fan of the show. Okay. And
I love her.
And she said to me, you know what? I'm caught up. I heard the show. It was great. I said, thank you. And she said, Nelly Baby's funny.
And she needs to keep it PG.
Yeah, and she needs to keep it PG. But she said, Nelly Baby's funny. And I said, okay, cool. She said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, it's a good thing that you're a fan of Nelly Baby, but not me. She goes, no. I'm a big fan of the show. And I said, yeah, right.
And
I know the truth.
Baby.
I know the truth. But whatever, man. To each his own. So, we're about to get into it. We're about to start talking about the topics. But before we do, let me tell you that maybe some of these topics would be rated R. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to go that route. I think we have some pretty good topics for today that we can keep it PG and actually keep it civil.
I cannot agree to that.
You cannot agree to that. Okay. Well, Manny Baby cannot agree to that, so I'll try to keep it civil. But if you are listening to us on Anchor and Spotify or iTunes podcast or whatever you're listening to us right now, you have the chance a week before to send us your playlist. Because the last 2 weeks, people actually have sent us playlists, and it has been great. Actually, the playlists have been amazing. Okay, So keep sending us your playlist, and if you want to hear topics, send it to us. But send it to us about a Monday. So we can start working on it and we can pretty much build the whole show. So if you want to hear something, topics, music, whatever, send it to us and we'll be happy to adjust it. If you don't, then I'll just play whatever the heck I want. And
usually
I don't,
happens.
And I don't know if you know, but I mean, my taste of music, it's great, but it's great to me, not to you guys. So therefore, if you want to avoid this, listen to my music.
My music is basically ratchet.
And apparently everybody hears that, so therefore her music playlist actually had more hits than my playlist. But whatever, we're not judging. We're not actually here to, you know, judge or feel regret or resentment. nothing like that. We're two nice workers and hosts that, you know, no resentment.
We semi get along.
But send us your playlist, send us your music, send us your topics, and we'll definitely talk about it. And we did prove it last week because, I mean, I really want to talk about those leftists and white liberals, but they're like, no, lingerie, OnlyFans, and what was the other one? The forbidden like. That was actually very interesting.
The booty call likes.
It's not the booty call. We already agreed to that. You keep saying that, but it's not. Okay, so.
And by the way, thanks for the 8 shares. Whoever shared the post from last Friday, thank you for sharing the lives. Don't forget to share. And don't forget to tag Charlie Bunker so we could tag you and do a shout out for our viewers.
That is true. We actually want to give a shout out to KK because she has been awesome this week. She actually has supported us, share our stuff, keep up with our nonsense, and also gave us a compliment. So thank you. Thank you. We actually appreciate your support. And we're not even charging money because I know there's this app that actually charge you money for following us.
You could send, I got a PayPal.
Oh, my. You know, here I am talking about how awesome it is that we don't charge money. And there you go and be like, yo, this is my PayPal.
I got a Zelle.
I guess.
Support the little people.
Support the little people indeed. Right. Okay, so we have three topics, okay? As you know, topic, music, and then we're out and we just leave you with music, okay? This week, actually, I think there's some pretty interesting topics. So what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about the beard one. Okay, so during the week, okay, Nelly Baby sends me this article, right? And she goes, Charlie, read this. And I go, right. So the article talks about a guy who looked really nerdy, extremely nerdy. We actually post the article on Charlie's Bunker Facebook page. So if you want to go and read it, be my guest. Go follow, share, whatever you need to do. But just go ahead and read the article. Okay? It's really interesting. And on the left, there's two pictures. On the left picture, there is this guy who looks straight up nerdy. He actually, not to be offensive, but, you know, he's a ginger. And he has no beard, old school teacher glasses, and a tie, and a white shirt. Straight up nerdy, okay? And then on the left picture has a guy, same guy, with a nice-looking hairdo, contacts, obviously no glasses, and a face full of beard, right? And he does black jacket, leather, and just a regular shirt. So the guy looks extremely different. Like, okay, I'll be honest. You know, he looks pretty hot. If you know a woman, you know, you'll find that he looks pretty hot compared to what he looked like, right? So Nelly Baby here goes and says, isn't that you? Because when I was 27, 28, probably even 25 or so, in my 20s, I looked just like the guy on the left picture.
Nerd.
Okay, so the topic today is, do you actually believe that people can actually change that much? Or what do you think? Because, I mean, this, even though he looks really good, I don't think it's just the beard. So, I mean, tweaks and turks that you do, you know, on the regular basis, you can look prettier. I mean, what do you think?
Well, it does change. Like, your body, your face features change. Like, if you lose weight, you look like a totally different person. If you literally, like, put facial hair in your face, on your face, I think you change. Even with a simple haircut.
Well, that's true. But I think it's more than that. I mean, come on. Just the beard alone is not going to make it. It's not going to make it happen, okay? Now, I haven't posted pictures of me before I started growing my beard.
Didn't I do a two-picture where you had, like, your nerdy picture, and then I did, like, the one with what happened to...
You said that I look like Ducky from...
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. From Sweet 16.
Yeah. So... Yes, so you can get an idea. I'm gonna post pictures that later on today on the Facebook page, so you can actually see how I looked like before I started growing the beard and I cut, you know, this awesome hairdo that I got.
I'm gonna
update
that picture.
You should totally update that picture because it doesn't give any justice. But the article actually talks about how he just let his facial hair grow and he just made this transformation. All right, so. I don't think it was only that. I think that he had to do other things because the nose doesn't look the same. The nose does not look the same.
I don't think it's the same guy.
Okay, maybe he's not.
I don't think so. Since when did he grow eyebrows?
I mean, he had eyebrows. What are you talking about?
He didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Look at the picture.
Okay, I'm going to look at the eyebrows. Picture again. Okay. Okay, I don't have the picture anymore, but okay, according to them, maybe he didn't have any eyebrows. I think he did.
And mind you, eyebrows do a lot because back in the 90s and early 2000s, Imagine me with no brows. This was literally me, like half of my eyebrow like was thin. And I looked like a totally different person.
Actually, there was somebody that I knew that had a condition where she lost her eyebrows and she had to pencil them every day. Oh. And then I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that because I was like, oh, my God, she has some really nice looking eyebrows, right? But then one day I caught her painting her eyebrows and I was like, holy cow, completely different. I thought that was Goku Super Saiyan 3 going on right there because he has no eyebrows. So I was like, and then, you know, whatever. But I think he does have eyebrows. I think it's just more than the beard. It does make a difference. I'll give you that. It does make a difference.
And facial feature literally changes your face completely. And mind you.
Eyebrows. Yeah, definitely. The eyebrows always do the trick.
Mind you.
Yep. Mind me what?
Your beard helped a lot.
Okay, so talking about that, okay? I will admit that yes, my beard did actually change my facial.
I'm not the only one who thought that.
No, and that's where I'm going with this. With this thing, okay? One day, I decided to actually let my beard grow. I've never done it. I've never done it. So then one day I said, you know what? Let's see what happens, right? So I started letting it grow, and you know, here and there, whatever. And then the next thing you know, I had this, right? It's not big, it's not full, but it is something, right? So then I said, okay, I'm already tired with it, so I'm gonna shave it off. So I did. I literally went and bzzz the whole thing, right? The next thing I know, I get out of the washroom, and my kids looked at me, all shocked and surprised like this, right? And then I'm like, what happened? And then my daughter goes and says, look, it's round SpongeBob. I was like, what? It's like it's round SpongeBob. And then I don't know if you guys know who Ron SpongeBob is, but go look it up on Google. Or we're going to put a picture on it on the Facebook. No. Never again will I shave my beard. Ever again. Because, no. I look completely different. I really do. But it makes me look like a killer, though. I mean, I don't know. I look like a little cholo and stuff. If it wasn't for the California.
You do not
California,
look like a cholo. If it were,
like I said, if it wasn't for the California. If it wasn't like for the California hairdo, and I'll be all bald.
He looks like a little Mexican nerd walking the street with, like, you know the peach emoji with the butt? But, like, the bottom part.
Wait. Did you just compare me to the peach emoji with the butt?
Well, the peach emoji that's supposed to be a butt.
Are you saying that I look like a butt?
I told you that before, so don't be surprised. But I mean it with, you know.
But with love,
with
yeah.
With love and, love. You know, friendship.
Yeah, no, I mean, why does that remind me of my childhood? Oh, baby, you know, you're such a moron, but I love you. I say it with love. Oh, okay, Mom, that's very nice. You know, no psychological scar here. No, just you know, whatever. Okay, going back to the top. I know, right? Oh my God.
But yet, look at him now. He walks the hallway and they're like, hey, Charlie, I've seen the show. You're doing great. Yeah, and there he goes, Mr. Charlie, can I get your autograph?
Sure. It's the beard. It's all the beard.
And then he does this.
I do that.
Sure.
I do that. Okay, so, no, but the article actually does make a good point, okay? So then eventually I went into the article and I said, it could not just be the beard. It could not just be the beard. It has to be something else. So, turns out this guy was actually chunky. He was really fat. I did say chunky, but then I'm going to change it to fat because he was fat.
He did not look that fat.
In the article it said he was actually heavy. He was fat. He wasn't like, dang, you know, like Fluffy said,
like
but I mean, yeah. Because Fluffy said there's like five levels of fatness. And one of them was, damn! So that's what he said. Okay, so I'm not saying he was that. I'm saying that he was a little chunky. But he said that what made the transformation is the fact that, you know, he wanted to look better. And he not only let his beard grow, he went and worked out and ate healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's what made the change. Those freaking articles are like, I'm gonna grab you, but then I'm giving you the true explanation, which is true. People just, the beard or the look.
You got to remember, but you have social to be healthy. Media, and literally they use an attractive picture just to attract you.
I guess that's why, I guess that's what's in the name, attractive.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
And it attracted us.
I mean,
mostly because I
no, no, no. You send it to me.
Mostly because I like ginger.
No, no, no. You send it to me because you want to make fun of me. How I used to look nerdy and now I look like this. Not nerdy, a little nerdy, but I have a beard.
You're right.
Because she believes, right, that because she told me one time that if I should let it grow and then I let it grow, which constantly it did not happen. Because I honestly, I'm a very lazy person. I'm a really lazy person. And what happened was, is that I didn't want to shave for a very long time. It's like me not cutting my hair. I can go 6-7 months without cutting my hair until I have it right here by my lip and I'm eating my hair. That's when I know that I have to cut my hair. That's when I know. I mean, whatever. I wash it every day. I wash it every day. I'm not putting my head in nobody's business or in nobody's toilet. No, I said it once and I'll say it again. The only good thing I have on my body, it's my hair. I love my hair. So therefore, yes, I'm not going to mess my hair. So
I think every episode we've done, you talk about
your hair. I do not talk about my hair. I didn't talk about my hair last.
I need to go back and rewind.
You can go ahead and listen to it because I did not talk about my hair the other episodes. I did not. Only once. And I admit it. But eating healthy and working out actually does wonders. Yeah. It does wonders.
The diet is great for a nice, healthy mustache.
Okay, so what diet will be good for
fruits,
a mustache?
Vegetables, your vitamins.
I don't.
Specific vitamins for hair
growth. I don't drink vitamins. Wait, hold on. Now I'm interested because I really want to get more full beard. What vitamins are those?
I'll get back to you.
Okay. She can't even help a brother out. You see what I'm saying?
I said I'll get back to you. I will give you the information.
Okay. Whatever.
I gotta look up the vitamins.
Whatever. So then, again, as we were talking about this topic, right, I actually, yesterday they asked me, like, hey, man, what are you going to talk about tomorrow? I said, well, you know, we're going to talk about beards, right? And then my daughter goes and says, okay, hey, do you know we have insects living on our eyelids? On our eyelids? And I go,
yes, it's disgusting.
I didn't know that, but that's not the point of the conversation, right? It's like, okay, they're deviating again. No. Then we actually dug a little deeper. We dug a little deeper into this thing, and it turns out, I'm not going to say nothing that it's true. I doubt it, but it turns out that our beard have the same particles of poof bacteria.
That is true.
How is it possible? I don't believe that. How is it possible?
Because not everybody washes their hands, and then you're touching your face, and then you touch doorknobs, and then you touch your face.
Now I can't even touch my beard. Dang it. I have all, like, poop particles.
And then who knows what you'll be eating.
I hope not. What?
Oh, wait. PG. I told you. It only took 20 minutes. Sorry. Sorry to my number one fan. I tried.
Every day.
It only took 18 minutes.
Every time we're going to record, I keep telling her, PG, man, PG. And this is what she comes up with. This is what she comes, literally, this is what she comes up with. I wanted to make a friendly show and family, and no. What else are you eating? Who knows, man? Who knows? All I know is that it has poop particles. I don't know.
I'm censoring my mouth. I did say I was going to buffer like this.
Yeah, she didn't mention. Yeah, she
didn't. It looks like I'm on the show, but I'm not going to talk because, you know, he already told me that I got to keep it PG, and I said,
she said, I'm just going to be here because I'm going to be your figment of your imagination. I said, add it to the other ones that I have. I mean, what will be the difference?
I'll be number
Maybe
five.
You're not even here, period. I've been recording all this time by myself.
Like that.
Anyways, so, yeah, no, so if you're thinking of, if you have a face that needs a beard, grow a beard. It's okay. Even if it has poop particles.
You never know. You might, you know, if you're single,
ladies, you might not need the lingerie anymore.
Ladies like the beards. And then it changes your face too. It slims it and adds like a manly lumberjack look. Some ladies like that rugged look.
Like the Aquaman dude.
Yeah.
Did you see him before he actually had his long hair and his beard?
No.
You should check him out because he looked nerdy. He's straight up nerdy.
His build is kind of nerdy.
Who? His build?
Mm-hmm. Until he started getting a six-pack and he started getting known.
I mean, he did a crappy job as Aquaman. Isn't he the guy from the Game of Thrones, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? He's the guy who got his throat slit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, okay. If you guys haven't watched Game of Thrones...
He killed it for you.
I'm sorry, but, you know, the ending was great.
You...
The ending was great. I don't care what you say. The ending was great. Not only do I have an accent anymore, now I am actually
gay. Nice to see Sylvester's joining the show.
Now I'm actually talking like this.
I thought I saw a pretty cat.
Okay, and she said we need a Red Bull today. Jesus. No, okay, so if you want to let your beer grow, maybe you get more ladies. I don't know. I suggest you do. I did. And I was actually looking at some pictures
that...
You
did?
I did let my beard grow. And that's why, you know...
And it emphasizes
I look different.
Your big mouth.
I know. Say it again? It what?
It emphasizes your big mouth.
Right. Right. I don't know what to say about that because it is big. It is big. You're just having a trip today, aren't you?
I'm trying.
So, yeah, guys, if you guys can grow, why not, man? You know, that lumberjack look, you know, get some muscle, build up, and, you know, let's get this done because, you know.
Your vitamins and other things.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know.
Mostly fruits and vegetables.
All right, guys, we're going to cut this off right now. Just that was a little warm up for the next topics to come. I don't know what to tell you. Let's just go to the music. How about that?
Sure.
Let's just go to the music.
Ratchet.
We'll be back. And we're back to Anchor and Spotify. And just to give you a little recap, why do I look like an old man right now? Because I'm trying to put my glasses on.
Yeah, all up in your nose. On your nose.
I remember.
Back in my good old days.
Back in 1979.
I remember back in
1990, I remember when Tupac Shakur started his debut career. Oh, actually, that was pretty. I should do a little.
You know you're old.
You know you're old when you can make the voice of an old man? That's funny.
And then you quote 1990 as if it was old.
I mean, it's 30 years ago, man.
I know.
You know, there's some millennials. Pointing at Nelly Baby, who are above 35. Interesting. Anyways, so I even forgot what I was going to talk about. Oh, okay, I got it. So for all of you guys listening to us on Spotify, remember that there are two sections of the show. One with music for the ones who have Spotify Premium, which lets you hear the entire playlist without any interruptions. There is another option where you don't have premium and you hear only clips of the songs, and that is annoying. It is extremely annoying. I hated it. That's why I got Spotify Premium.
That's why I got premium.
So I thought that I will do a solid for you guys and not put the music. Just straight up go straight through the show and then just don't forget, you know, don't listen to the music or the clips. So... Some people actually came and said to me, why do you put two parts of the same show? Okay, well, because one has the music and one does not. So if you have Spotify Premium and you want to listen to the playlist, go at it. But if you don't have Spotify Premium and you want to listen to the clips, really?
Excuse me.
Really?
Sorry, that water started going down.
Okay, if you don't have Spotify Premium and you want to listen to the clips, kudos to you. But if you don't want to listen to the clips... Go to the section that doesn't have the music so you can hear it just straight up, okay? Right. So, you want to open the second topic?
What's the second topic?
Girl, are you ready for the show today?
Yeah, I am. Is it the one where the wife and husband are charging $280 for the no-shows?
We can go with that one, yes.
Because the other one's for last, I guess.
Yeah, the other one's for last. The other one is actually a pretty good topic that I really wanted to touch. But... This one, So if you live in the Chicago area and you have Facebook, and usually, you know, everybody has Facebook and they majority live in the Chicago area, there was a couple who recently got married, okay? So they invited, I think it was 200 people.
Why are you inviting 200 people?
Hey, man, they're not like us. They got friends. Mm-mm. They don't have friends? Or we don't have friends?
We don't have friends.
We don't have friends. Anyway, so these people invited 200 people, right? And obviously you pay in advance for the plate, which is accustomed to every American wedding, because in the Mexican wedding we have godfathers. If you want to get food, they pay for it. If you want to get the DJ, they pay for it. If you want to get anything, they pay for it. The only thing you pay for is the torment of the marriage after you end it with a ceremony.
The sad paper you get in the end.
Yeah. My wife calls it the proof of purchase of slavery.
Oh, I have a friend who says that too.
Yeah, so apparently I'm the slave. No pun intended. But, and don't take it offensively. That's what, you know, that's the joke of the day in my house.
Ball and chain.
Anyways, so out of the 200 people, 8 didn't show up. Which is understandable. Things happen. Don't you agree? I mean, yeah, COVID. COVID is one of the reasons why I wouldn't go to a wedding, not to mention the fact
that I don't know people. You think I really want to hang around with people I don't know, and then I'm going to get who knows what?
Well, I mean, no. Well, I mean, if you got invited to the party, they know you, and you know them.
Well, I know the couple.
Well, yeah, they're the ones inviting you. Therefore, you should know them. If you just happen to, you know, do a Mexican where you're like, hey, a wedding, and just sneak yourself in there, because
I've done that before.
Yeah, we have done that. That's a whole different story, but it's not that story, because, you know, they actually knew these people, and they invited them directly to the wedding, so they didn't go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, they pay for the plate, and they didn't show up. COVID, or probably a car, you know, was down, or
sleep.
I mean, you wouldn't go to sleep if you're going to somebody's wedding. Or, I mean, I wouldn't. You probably would. Yeah, you probably would. But something happened. 8 people don't show up. Okay, now these people, the groom and bride, are ticked. Okay, they're really ticked. So what do? They send the bill back. Listen, you owe me X, Y, and Z for the seat that you didn't fill. Okay?
Petty.com.
Okay, so tell me, why do you think? Is that good? Will that be good? Will that be considered good?
Actually, I don't think I mind. I wouldn't do it myself because, again, I don't have 200 people to invite.
Okay, and let's say you invite 10 and they only 8 show up. Would you charge the other 2?
Did they do the RSVP?
They did.
Okay, then you're gonna get billed.
No, but see, I wouldn't bill them.
Plus, with the 280, man, you need to get yourself some Mexicans, because you know, during that you get that. What, don't you get a box or something that they pass around so people give you guys money?
Yes.
Okay, then take it out of that. Stop being cheap.
First of all, I don't even know how an American wedding is made. I've never been to an American wedding. All I know is that they reserve a spot, they go and eat, they dance weird, and then they go home. That's all I know.
Well, this looked like this was an African-American couple. If we have any African-American listeners, let us know how your wedding is run, because Mexican weddings, we usually get like a box of either you bring a present or you give me an envelope with money.
Listen, all I know is that...
Or you dance around with a dress and they pin money.
And they pay you money, yeah. Yeah, no, we call it the dollar dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the dollar dance, and literally what they do is that they dance with the bride for $1. I know. If people on Anchor will see my face, because they're not seeing
my face.
What are
you going to do for 10?
They got to do it. They'll be like, really? $1 only? Really? That's cheaper than a strip club. I might as well just go to a wedding. And that's why we sneak in. You see where we're going with this?
What you going to do for that 20?
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, now I even got myself into this rated R show. Anyways, so they have the dollar dance, right? So you go and you dance, and she's fully dressed in her nice white gown, no stripping, no nothing, right? Put $1, walk out, like 20, 15, 30 seconds of the song, the next one, right? But if you invite 300 people and they each one give you $1, it's $300. That's a really good amount of change there, right? So I think that if this couple would have done the same thing, they would have gotten their money back for the plates.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
With 200 people? Jesus.
Now, the dollar dance, it's called a dollar dance, but it doesn't have to be a dollar.
Nope.
Some people pay five, some people pay 10, some people pay 20. Hell, I've even seen people paid 100.
Some people put an envelope in somebody's dress.
No, that's different. That might be something weird. No, wait a minute. Why? What do you mean an envelope? Like, here you go, honey. Buy yourself some good shoes. I'm like, that sounds bad. That sounds bad. Here you go, baby.
I'll see you later.
And the groom's like, what the heck's going on over there, man?
I'll see you later.
Don't worry, honey. I got time for you, too. Damn, another one for put it on the coat, side of the coat. I mean, could happen. It could happen.
The bill was covered, though.
Yeah, it was covered. I went somewhere else with this. Now it was me. I was about to say it, but then I was like, nope, PG. Anyways, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't send the bill. I think they were being petty. Honestly, listen, 192 people went to your wedding. Okay, suck it up. And they said they were doing it to make a stand for people to realize that, you know, it's an important date.
You just want to pocket more money off your supposedly friends. And family who didn't show up.
Yeah, and do you really want to risk your friendship for that? Like, do you really want to be like, hey, man, hey, George, listen, you know.
You still owe me that $280.
Remember that wedding you didn't go to? here's the bills, $180. What? Whenever you can sell me, quick pay me, whatever you want.
PayPal.
PayPal or a check, personal check or cash. Just, you know, hand it out right now. Imagine how many friendships are going to be done by then because...
And then I'd be like, this is why I didn't go to your wedding.
This is why I didn't go to your wedding. I didn't like you anyways. Ha ha. And I'm not paying your bill. Take that. Then send them to collection for $180. Can you send them to collection for
$180? I doubt it.
I don't think so. I will probably sell it.
They're going to be like, hey, if it doesn't involve a company who actually I'm wasting money or credit cards, we don't care.
Maybe. Or probably there's a collection agency that says, hey, man, listen, you know, it's $180. We could probably get $100 out of this and take it.
Never tried it, but it doesn't hurt.
I mean, you never try to send a bill to collection, or you never try to actually not go to a wedding and then get charged and then send it to collection?
Oh, I didn't go to weddings, all right.
All right, tell me. I want to, oh, yeah, this would be good. Tell me, which wedding you didn't go to?
I can't say. Mostly family.
I can't say about it, my family. I think I need to give a Red Bull. I think I already got addicted to Red Bull.
Right?
Oh, my Lord. But, again, I honestly believe that is just pity. I wouldn't do that. There's so many things that can go wrong that they will stop them from going to the wedding. There's so many things.
So many things.
Let me scratch my
His
lice.
Awesome yeah. hair.
My awesome hair.
With lice.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that, baby. Anyways, so. Oh, it looks good. Anyways. So, don't give me that look.
Do you want me to leave you alone with your hair?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm going to end the transmission right here, right now. Anyways, so I wouldn't do it. And when I got married, I don't think that some friends of mine didn't go. But then again, I didn't pay for anything.
Lucky you.
I mean, I did pay for something.
Well, what am I saying? I'm not even freaking married.
That's what I'm talking about. You didn't even marry. No, wait a minute. Marriage is a good thing.
I don't believe in marriage.
You don't believe in the fact of what?
A paper.
Okay, that's different. Because you could do it through the church.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm. No?
No.
I tried, man. Sorry. She said no. She said no. Anyways, mm-mm. So why would you not send the bill? Like, if you have a wedding...
And just let it be. Enjoy your marriage. You already got married. It's over. You probably got money for vacation, and you did your honeymoon, and you got gifts. Gifts that you could literally return with a gift receipt. You got your money back, girl.
You know, when I got married, I actually, for some odd reason, I don't know, probably coincidence, they gave us about 3 blenders. They gave us 3 blenders. I don't know why.
That's going on Craigslist.
Well, no, because the only thing I remembered is when I got married is that school, what's it called? Old School came out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene with Will Ferrell when he got married that Luke Wilson gave him a gift. And Will Ferrell was always trying to get rid of it. And every single time he tried to get rid of it, Luke Wilson was there. He's like, really, man? Come on.
Just re-gift it?
Yeah. At one point, actually, Will Ferrell tried to give it back to Luke Wilson as a gift. He's like, really, man? Really? I was doing the same thing, those things. I was like, hey, it's my sister's 9th birthday. Here you go, next sofa. Here's a blender.
Make yourself some margaritas.
I was like, I gave you that. I was like, oh, dang it. Fine. Let me go back and, you know, give you another one of the blenders you probably didn't give back to me. But they're all the same.
How can you do that to Mama Charlie?
Because she gave me a blender.
Maybe she wanted you to get healthy and, you know, take your vitamins and have smoothies.
Maybe she just wanted to actually tell me to learn how to cook and use a blender, which I did know how to cook and use a blender. I just didn't do it when she was around. Usually I have a rule where I don't cook when people are around. I only cook for myself.
Damn.
Because I don't want to hear the criticism. If I'm feeding you, then you sit down and you eat it.
Don't complain.
And if it doesn't have a lot of salt or is not to your tasting, suck it up. Because I made it for you. If you don't need it, get out.
I'm still waiting for that caldo de pollo.
Oh, what caldo de pollo? Which one? The one with the rocks? I'm just kidding.
Probably.
Yeah. But okay, so going back to that, because we deviate all the time. But anyways.
It's funny.
I'm even asking, why is this news?
I don't think people actually ever aired that out. And I don't think people actually charged their friends that did a no-show.
Well, actually, Coach from Chapin Show was telling me on Wednesday that there's actually his friend who got married and Coach didn't go. He really got mad. So, I don't know. I mean, if I go to a wedding, because I've gone to other weddings, and they're fun because I get to drink for free, eat for free, and dance. I mean, that's the only reason why I will go to a wedding. If somebody doesn't come to my wedding and get that free loading, I mean, that's their loss. But that's the only reason why I go. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get upset because if I, you know, didn't pay in advance, if my godfather or godmother cooked for me and they spent the money, why would I get upset? I guess because, you know, the customs, since you have to reserve the plate. What is it, like $20 a plate nowadays?
Yeah.
Or like 30, 40?
I didn't think it was going to be 100. How much did she would? $230? I never thought it would be $230 per person.
Yeah, what are they giving?
What the heck are you giving? Caviar? What are you doing? What are you serving? Caviar?
Or probably you get tilapia.
Lamb chops?
Salmon? What were you doing? With what? Asparagus?
Because I potatoes? Know it might be hot ones gravy or something. Popeyes?
Oh.
KFC?
Churches? You knew you were going to go there. I didn't help you out on that one. You know you were going there. Were you not? Were you... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just help you out. You know you were gonna go there. Instead of them, you were not gonna say Wendy's.
What?
Yeah, that's Taco Bell. Yeah, that's suburb stuff. We don't go to Wendy's.
Freak that. You come to my wedding, we're all going to drive through Taco Bell.
But if you want to be really fancy,
Mimi a Comales.
No, you go to Pepe's.
Oh, that's nasty.
Hey, man, back in the
90s. I had Pepe's last time. It was okay, but it felt like
we don't
want
to know what's your intake or your outtake. Let me just stop you right there. All right?
No, it was good.
Okay. Because the last time we didn't want to hear you like, plah, just throw it out there.
No, but it's like a fancier Taco Bell.
Where?
Pepe's.
I never ate a Pepe, so I can't say.
Yeah, it's a fancier Taco Bell.
They're like Pepe's. What is Pepe's?
Pepe's. Mm. That's a Mexican-ish franchise that sells tacos and hard shell tacos.
We don't get commercials to the change of Pepe's. They haven't paid us. Anyways.
From the 80s to 90s, and you could rarely find them in the city now.
Yeah, you cannot. Mm-mm. But.
I went to Indiana.
Going back.
Explains itself.
Going back to the wedding. Going back to the wedding. I wouldn't do it. I think that was pity. And I think that was pity, petty, whatever. You know, I think that was an exaggeration. I wouldn't do it. Then again, you should know the friends they're going to invite to see if they're going to show up or not. That's another one
it's
of your mistakes.
RSVP. And but make they did. Sure
they did.
Well, then email them so many times that you make sure the mother chuckers are coming.
No, but, I mean, you cannot force anybody to go to your wedding.
Again.
You can't force them.
Might as well just email them and tell them, hey, guess what? Don't really want to go. I love you, but bye-bye.
I mean, do you have to explain yourself when you don't want to go anywhere? You don't have to.
As I was told before, I'm very introverted now. That's okay.
Okay, you lost me there with your statement because I said you don't have to, and you're like, I'm an introvert. I don't know how that went from
because,
that to that.
Because, like, if you invite me somewhere, I might not go. So maybe their friends are really not outside people, dealing with different people, that strangers. Because in the wedding, I might know the groom, her family, but you might not know everybody.
I mean, I'm thinking only 8 didn't show up. Man, that's a good number.
That's a good number.
I thought they were like, 40 didn't show up. I mean, that would be really messed up. You should look at yourself and see why the 40 people didn't go to your wedding. But, just saying. But if it's only 8 people, come on, man. And it's only $280 that they charge per plate. Was that per plate?
I think was it
that
was.
In general? No, see, if it was only just, you know, one, I mean, it's only $80 in total per all 8 plates, it's not even worth it. You're actually going to spend more money on printing that thing and wasting ink and then sending it back by mail. I'm just saying. Let's not. Okay.
No, so. It was actually a $240 bill to no show.
Oh, so it was $240 per person?
Yeah.
Heck no, man. What are you trying to do?
I'm really not going to your wedding.
No, forget it. Mm-hmm. No wonder we didn't go. We're two out of the 8 who didn't go. I'm not paying for that bill. Whatever, man.
Jeez.
I know.
To
Jesus.
Eat chicken? No,
to
thank you.
To eat chicken? To eat churches? No.
No.
No, thank you.
I could do that on my own.
For $5.99.
Hell yeah.
A biscuit.
The $3.99 box set.
Biscuit, fries, thigh and a soda.
3-piece what? With the fries, maybe coleslaw, and the biscuit.
Is that what they did in Texas? I had to throw that one in there.
No. That's church's special. What the hell?
I've never eaten from churches either, so.
Suburbs.
All right, whatever. All right, guys, we're going to close this segment. We're going to go back. We're going to go listen to some music. Let's get ready for the next one, and we'll be back. And we're back. Oh boy, this just getting out of control. So, we're not gonna touch the subject at this point anymore of the churches and the wedding because I think it was useless to do that. It was useless. And Tribune, I don't even know why you threw it on my Facebook. I'm
just
telling you.
I think they just did that they just put it online just to, you know, put some space and cover some space on the online section.
There's I mean, yeah.
What was the purpose of that?
That
article?
Could be it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know why they actually did it because, I mean, it grabbed my attention. I was like,
You better that hashtag chicken.
Hashtag chicken. Pollo Campero.
Hashtag KFC churches.
KFC churches. Churches and Wendy's.
El Popeye.
El Popeye. All right, guys. Third segment. Now, this is actually a very nice one. I think that I always thought about this, and I think it's beautiful, and it's very well written, and it's very well explained of something that I've been thinking about a lot, okay? So, did you bring it up? Yeah, she brought it up on her Facebook page.
Not sh.
And I'm from Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
You're not from Chihuahua.
No, it's Chihuahua.
You're not from Chihuahua.
Chihuahua Mushasha.
Huh?
Chihuahua Mushasha.
I'm not from Chihuahua.
No, I'm from Chihuahua. It's not Chihuahua. It's Chihuahua.
Why is it Chihuahua?
That's how they speak. Their SH, their CH sounds like SH. Why? I don't know. But wow. That's how they talk. Anyways, this is actually a very nice post, and I read it on her page, her Facebook page. If you are not her friend on Facebook and you send her a friend request, she will deny you.
That's a lie. I added 2 people today.
Okay. But not on Snapchat.
No.
Not on Snapchat. Okay. Anyways.
No, that's about to get deleted.
Oh, wow. Don't worry. She'll put it back in a week.
It says a 1.
I've never deleted.
Hmm.
I don't know what she meant by that. Anyways. So, the article states, okay, if you've chosen a working woman, you have to accept the fact that she cannot take care of the house full time, okay? If you choose to be a housewife, you can take care and you can handle the apartment fully, and you have to accept that she does not make money. If you choose the humble woman, you must accept that it is up to you.
That's a lie. Hold on.
When you're with a brave woman, you have to accept that she is independent according to her own views. Those who choose a beautiful woman must accept that jealousy must be controlled. If you're with a strong woman, it's worth accepting that she is gentle and fragile at the glance, but solid as steel. And a woman is a perfect, doesn't have to be. Every woman has her own personality and values and determines who is she and what makes her special. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, number one, 100% agree. I believe that is to be true. And the only reason why I believe that is because, one, we actually still believe that women have to take care of everything, including house, kids, work, and everything else. We're in the 21st century, and there is no way with the economic status that we're in right now, unless you're in the 1% or live in the suburbs, that your wife will be a stay-at-home wife and the men only taking care of the bills. It's impossible nowadays. We're fighting for $15 an hour while whatever Pannoni or whatever her name is up there is charging, you know, asking for equality of pay of men and women when she's making $220,000 every game. Just saying.
And has PTO.
Yeah. And we are just here now with women trying to, you know, give them the idea that they have to take care of everything, which is not true. Women should not take care of everything. Men have to take the load of their responsibilities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I agree with that 100%. They cannot take care of everything. And one thing, and I want to hear your view on this, women also have to learn that they cannot take care of everything, because that's another one thing that always puts them down. What do you think?
Well, if you're a full-time mom, like I am myself, it's kind of hard because sometimes I feel like the relationship, if you're with somebody, has to be 50-50, especially if you have a child. You have to learn that it cannot only be you, saying the mother, doing everything. Because I come out from an 8-hour shift, pick up my child if I need to, feed my child, sit there, do homework with my child, and then for my spouse to expect food on the table? I'm like, if you're at home, don't you think that would go under your status if I'm doing all this? Like your chore if I'm doing all this?
The way I see it is this way, okay?
I think it's equal.
I think it's equal, okay? Somebody actually did tell me once that the biggest mistake we make is, as people who have a relationship, is that we believe that the work is 50-50. And we said, as men, because it was a men group, we said, yeah. So how else? We said 60-40? 70-30? He said, no, 100 and 100. Like, the man has to give 100% of their effort and their responsibility, and the woman has to give their 100% of their effort and their responsibility, which makes sense. I actually do believe that that is the case, that men have to actually own 100% of what they do, okay? But again, obviously men play in the same role because they can't do everything around the house, so they need the help, and that's where you have that balance and that understanding. There are some things that people do that are, you know, need to be done. I have the idea and the belief that I let the person who is better at certain things do those things. For example, if my wife is better at budgeting and I'm not, there's no way in hell I'm going to ask her if I can run the budget at the home, because I'm going to freaking bankrupt everybody. But if she is not good at the discipline, I don't think that she should be, you know, in that example, disciplining, because then she will probably do some awful things. And then the next thing we know, 20 years have passed by and the kids are like, you did this to me because you said this. And, you know, we don't want that either. So that's my idea of a good relationship, where you actually get to know where your strong suits and your weak suits. And then you pretty much do what you're good at and then work on the ones you're not that good. But it's 100%. I agree with that.
I agree with it, too.
And, you know, it takes two to run a house, man. You cannot do it anymore on your own. You cannot. But I said, women actually have to also understand that they cannot do everything, and also understand that the men cannot do everything as well, because that's one of the downfalls that a lot of relationships have, that I noticed. that they think that the man, just because he's a man, has certain expectations that maybe he cannot meet. And that false reality could get him into trouble. What do you think?
That's true. But sometimes the woman feels, in my case, I feel like I have to carry on everything because it's not going to be done correctly. Or I can't really depend on somebody to do stuff for me.
I mean, yeah, obviously there's a lot of factors and individual factors.
But that's because
factors.
That's how I was raised.
There you go. See, that's another thing I was going to say, that there's certain reality that you grew up with that's pretty much second nature. So yeah. There's some things that I still do that are second nature to me. And my wife's like, man, dude, you better change that because I'm about to kill you. And I'm like, no, I can't. It's just second nature.
It's hard because, it's hard. Like, my mom, literally, she wasn't a single mother, but it was kind of semi like she was because my father was there, but not really. And literally, my mother ran the house and she did everything on her own as a single parent.
Second point. If you choose a housewife who can take care and handle the apartment fully, you have to accept that she doesn't make money. Now that, it's extremely crucial because at that point, we could be entering into a domestic abuse case. Hear me out a little bit. Okay, go with my crazy theories, okay? There in our community, or mainly in our culture, the man is the one that takes care of the money, right? It's well known, okay? And if the woman is not working and she is taking care of the house, obviously there's no way she can make money, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes the man gives her a certain allowance, in quotes, and it's not enough. But then eventually when she runs out of money, the first thing he says is, I mean, I already gave you the allowance. It is what it is. And let be gone with it, right? But what if the man, because it has happened too, goes and starts drinking, wastes the money on liquor, booze, or any other thing, just because he has the power to have the money? You're limiting her from actually getting more income just because you're in control of that monetary power, which is wrong. And that could be considered an abuse because now you're holding her in a position that she doesn't want to be in, but she can't actually change it because she doesn't have the need or the resources.
That's one. But some women grow up, depending on their, you know, heritage, wanting the man to take care of them so they don't have to do nothing but be a stay-at-home mom.
True. And like I said, it's one reason why you could lean towards it, but it's not why it happens. There's the other side of the coin where actually women do actually love spending time with their children, spending time in their home, cleaning it, taking care of their husband because he's the one that works. But again, now at times and nowadays, there's no way only if you have a good job and you get a good amount of money to actually have a mortgage or a rent that it's so high and be able to pay for everything without actually suffering some loss. And at that moment, because again, the statistics say that there's a lot of people who have more than two jobs now, sometimes mm-hmm. even three. But then when you sacrifice the time of work, you're actually taking away time from the family. So that's the other side of the coin. And a lot of women actually do feel that the man needs to split himself in two to spend time with the family and bring the money, right, so they mm-hmm. can work. And it's exhausting for the man. So therefore, now you have the irritability and all those problems they could create, right? So this is a point where the two sides of the coin kind of
clash.
A little, yeah, and also a little toxic to each other. Because, again, from one side, you can have a domestic, you know, abuse case. And the other side, you have the irritability and you're wearing out your husband, which at the long run, if you don't rest, that could bring health issues as well.
Yeah. And also women have to, not only women, sometimes men, because there are stay-at-home dads as well who prefer to be stay-at-home parents.
I'd rather be a stay-at-home parent.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that just because you're stay at home, yes, you have all these chores, pick up the kids, take care of the kids if you do have kids. Your spouse that is working should understand that. And as well mm-hmm. as the people who are stay at home parents should understand that the parent is overworked. They're overworked and should understand that, hey, you have the privilege to stay home because I work. So understand that if there's no quality time for the parent, for the family, it's because I'm doing justice for you mm-hmm. so you could stay home. And you need to understand that.
Yeah, and again, this is I personally, I don't know if I be, you know, personally, I don't know if I would be able to do this because first of all, I don't, you know, I don't have the resources to actually let my wife stay at home. But I also know that if my wife stays home, then probably she'll go bored and crazy and she'll want to go back to work because there are strong women who rather work and, you know, go halves on everything. And
yeah.
And that's good. The only thing they want is attention and to be respected. That's the only thing they need. And, you know, as a man, you need to learn that and respect it.
Yeah. I'm the type of woman that I'm not a stay at home mom. I'm sorry. And if I maybe my spouse was making sufficient money, I'll stay home. Yes. And I'll have cook and clean and take care of the house and take care of wifely duties and take care of my child. But I was not raised that way. I was raised to, you have to get up, pay your bills, not depend on someone to do it for you. So I don't think my body would allow me to just sit there while, you know, my spouse is actually paying for everything. I literally have to pay my own dues. Sorry.
Number three, if you choose a humble woman, you must accept that it's up to you.
No. I could say I'm not a materialistic woman. I'm very humble. I'm homebody. If my body tells me that I need to stay home, I'm a very homebody person, but I like to do activities. I'm not extravagant. I don't like expensive things. I'm very humble. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, she's very humble. Her left stroke just went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, really, dude? You just caught that? Really, yeah. Dude? Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Nerdy. Anyways, yeah. I think, in that sense, first of all, I need to understand in what concept they're using the word humble.
Yeah.
Because it's very abstract. Humble means a lot of different things. And the first thing that pops into my mind, it's a person who will, you know, be very down to earth, forgiving, very, you know, nice, calm, internal peace, all that stuff, right? Like kind of like the Bible definition of humble, right? Which I don't think that's the case because if it's that definition, then it has nothing to do with the man. The man does not control how the person should be, because if that is the case, we have a domestic violence issue or domestic abuse issue, which is not. Each person is independent and they can feel or be the way they want to be, regardless of how you behave yourself. Obviously, there's an action and reaction, but to a certain limit, a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, my wife can do some things, and the way I react, it's my decision, but does not mean that she makes me react the way she wants me, and that's different. So I don't think that gives justice, or at least I think I misunderstood what they were trying to say.
Yeah, to me, that sentence doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that. Okay, number four. Number four. When you're with a brave woman, you have to accept that she's independent according to her own views. I can see that. I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. Bravery is not just the fact that you're not scared. Bravery is the fact that you are scared and you still do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this: my mother and the woman I that raised me actually went through a lot of the difficult things, and they were always scared. And they were petrified, but they did it. And
she went down and she got up and she dusted herself off and kept on going.
And one of the things that, you know, we try to teach my daughter is that she comes from a family and a gender, because she considers herself a woman, from very strong ideas and very capable of doing anything she wants to do. And we went through the history of womanhood before 1950, before they started fighting for the rights, and she realized that women actually they were not that valued. So, and that in itself, it's very powerful because I showed my daughter that she has a certain potential power, that it's still there, it's raw, and it could still be explored, be growth, cultured, and exploded, mm-hmm. in the good sense, not the bad sense. Where she can actually make it grow and become a powerful woman. And that, I think it's important for a brave woman to know, knowing that it's difficult, that it's fearful, but it's doable.
Yeah.
Not like the freaking soccer player asking for equality and getting $220,000 per game. What the hell is that? Just saying.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, because I come through a line of very strong women, homemakers sometimes, but, you know, working women. We're very strong-willed, very stubborn from my half. I'm not speaking for my cousins or anything, or my aunts, but I come from a very long line of strong women who are and very resilient. That they fall and they keep getting up and they can keep on dusting themselves off. Maybe that's where I get it from. I've gone through a lot of situations in the last 8 years and it's been hard. But I continue to move on. And I guess it's just a train of thought and the train of how I was brought up that it's okay to be a woman and it's okay to be a strong woman.
Yeah. And it says here, and I think that this is the clue or the key, according to her own views, because again, every person it's different when it comes to their views and reality shape on their experiences. And I think that the best thing we could do for our daughters, because they're going to be the next women of the next generation, it's to make them understand that, yeah, I mean, their ideas could play in a positive or negative effect. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to deal with the ideas, not the outside world in that sense, because the outside world is going to be the outside world. Either, you know, 20 million years ago or 20 million years from now. It's still going to be the same concept, but it's the mentality that we bring to the womanhood and how it is powerful to, again, to fight for what you want, regardless of whatever anybody says, because at the end of the day, it's your triumph. So that is powerful and based mm-hmm. on her views. So that I agree with that.
And it's hard being a woman. There was one of our viewers that did say that some people don't understand the difficulty of being a woman. Mm-hmm. It's very hard, especially right now with all the rights going around with abortions. There's changes coming around for having rights either to abort or keep the child. But then maybe that's something else we could bring up. But
you
yeah.
You want to talk about abortion?
Isn't there something going on right now with laws?
Yeah. Yeah. Texas just passed a law that pretty much
if you get
makes
raped.
It illegal or something like that. Yeah, that's what I read, too.
So, I'll look more into it because I really don't want to talk about it without being misinformed and throwing out information
and,
out there.
Yeah, and that's a very controversial topic. And I'll be honest with you guys. Back when I was young, I was really against abortion. I'm not in favor now, but I'm more understanding, okay? And that was one of the things that actually brought to my attention because I used to have a really good friend. And you know, something happened and she told me and, you know, she needed to do what she needed to do. And it made me open my eyes. I said, listen, this is a good friend, a good person who happened to go through a wrong experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who am I to judge at that moment what would I would do, right? Me as a man, it's easier to say, listen, do not have an abortion because of A, Y, and C. Which I still believe to that. I still stand to the ground that I don't think abortions are the best way to go. That's just my belief. But the experience did taught me this, or you know, I learned this. Just because I have my own personal beliefs does not mean this person does not need help.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person, I'd rather be a helpful one than a judgmental one.
Exactly.
So yes, you have to bite the bullet, but this is a human being. Her reasons are her reasons, and we got to understand that because in her position, we don't know what we would do.
Yeah.
If we don't consider ourselves brave because you don't have it or because you have it. We consider ourselves brave because of what we felt and how we reacted against those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, it could be a good topic. We can bring it up next week if you want.
Yeah, so you have a mind of your own, and whatever your rights are, run with it. Even if people from the outside world don't really believe in your own rights, it's you. You follow what you think is right.
Yep. Okay, next one. Those who choose a beautiful woman must accept that jealousy must be controlled. Yes. Yes. And I will say probably a handsome man too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a very tough one. I don't know. I think the DNA coding where it says this is my woman and I gotta keep her, you know.
The
say,
caveman.
Ooh, you know, my woman whack on the head, bring it.
Drag her.
Yeah, you know, I think that we're a little beyond that. But if you have an attractive woman as your significant other, you got to realize that there's going to be men who are looking out, you know.
And the man has to realize that just because that person flirts with your significant other doesn't mean that this person is actually flirting back.
Yeah, and that is a hardcore one because it is easy to say and hard to do. I had to train myself really hard on that one. So, I mean, if I could do it, I'm just saying. But it is true.
You could do it?
Control the jealousy.
Oh.
Yeah, control the jealousy. That's what I meant. Okay. That's what I meant. What did you mean?
No, I thought you said flirting and stuff.
No, man. That's why you get me in trouble. Jesus. You keep bringing that up. Okay. If you're a strong woman, it's worth accepting that she's gentle and fragile as glass, but as solid as steel. I wouldn't say women. I say everybody in general.
I think so too.
That is a strong topic, and not to get take credit off away from women, but I mean, men also go through their struggles, and they have to be strong too for their families or their significant others or their friends or their family members or their circle in period in general. But sometimes you have to make hard decisions that require for you to be strong, but you can also be sensitive about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I've noticed, especially in our community, in our culture, is when somebody of their family pass, because technically the older son is the one that takes the control, but the mother decides what to do if the father passes away. So the son is the one the oldest son is the one that takes the charge, right? But he needs to make the decision based on what everybody else is saying. He has the final say in the matter. So let's say if he has to be, that he needs to be either cremated or buried, and he needs to give the news to the family that his father passed away, but he needs to be in control to fix everything, that's being soft but strong as steel, because you're losing your father too. You know, all those years and all those memories, and finally you're not going to see him, but he needs to be that strong. And women too.
Mm-hmm.
Women too. Because again, if you have your husband that passed away and you're the only one that's supporting, but you have to take care of all the, things that you need to take care of, that also requires. And that's the exaggeration, right? Because we can go through this every single day and have small decisions that need to be made every day that also requires a lot of strength.
Yeah. Don't judge the book by its cover, because most of the time it can be a hardcover book, but inside you got some soft pages, man. And you could break down anytime.
Yep. And not to mention the fact that, women have the idea that they have to be strong all the time. And they don't give themselves a break.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, that's... And, I've met a lot of women who go through the same thing, and the first thing I tell them is like, man, why don't you take a break? Like, chillax, right? No, I can't do it.
It's hard.
I can't do it. It's hard. And I'm like, okay, listen, but realize that if you continue this, you are going to get burned out, and there are going to be some health issues along the way. And once you get to that point, there's no coming back. There's no coming back. Could be avoided, but sometimes it's just, because you guys believe, gals believe that you have to be strong. And again, not only women. Could be men or transgender or whoever you think you are. That applies to everyone across the board. Okay. No woman is perfect. It doesn't need to have. It doesn't have to be. Every woman has her own personality and values and determines who she is and what makes her special. And that is 100% true. Correcto. I agree with that. I've always thought about it that way. I've always thought about this, that you have to have a certain amount of equality at your house, right? I gave the example to my kids that in our family, because there's four of us, that we are a table, right? The table holds everything, and there's four pillars to it, four legs, right? If one of them is going, it's either broken or it's crooked or it's shorter, then everything falls apart. So I think that when it comes to family or relations in general with friends or anybody, you need to have certain values, standards, and understandings that there are things you cannot say, you cannot do, and you cannot, follow. I'm just saying, like in my guy friends, we can curse each other out, but we never make fun of our mothers and we never make fun of our kids, and that's just a written rule that we have. What do you think? Give me your closing statements.
No woman is perfect and doesn't have to be. It's true. But in my eyes, coming from a disorder that I have, it's really hard not to want to be that perfect woman, especially due to social media and what America now thinks is perfection. It's hard. But again, you have to understand what it said. there's not a perfect woman. You have to understand that you are perfect just the way you are. And I'm slowly getting to know that it's not always going to be perfection. It's not always going to be a size 5 or 0. We're all very beautiful in our own skin, our own body, and mind, body, and soul. We're all different.
Yeah. So I think we're not going to finish with the song. I was going to play the song, but I'm going to play to close my favorite speech. This is my ultimate favorite speech. Okay. I'm a big fan of Rocky, and he had some pretty good speeches. But this one, I think it hits everybody. It hits every single one. And to women out there, I want to say thank you for everything you've done. You raised kids. You are literally the womb of the world, and you carry humanity within you. So I want to say thank you. And again, this is for you. I know it's stupid. I know it's stupid. And honestly, it's extremely stupid. And I know that. But I want to give this inspirational speech because I feel that we all need to hear it, all right? So here we go.
It hasn't been easy. People see me, but they think of you. Now with all this going on, this is going to be worse than ever.
It don't have to be.
No, sure it does.
Why? You got a lot going on, kid.
Well, my last name? That's the reason I got a decent job. That's the reason why people deal with me in the first place. Now I start to get a little ahead. I start to get a little something for myself. And this happens. Now I'm asking you as a favor not to go through with this, okay? This is only going to end up bad for you, and it's going to end up bad for me.
You think I'm hurting you?
Yeah, in a way you are.
That's the last thing I ever wanted to do.
I know that's not what you want to do, but that's just the way that it is. Don't you care what people think? Doesn't it bother you that people are making you out to be a joke and that I'm going to be included in that? Do you think that's right? Do you?
You ain't going to believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching every day. It was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
Yep.
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life.
Yep.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Yep.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you.
Mm-hmm.
You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life.
Yep.
Don't forget to visit your mother.
All right, guys. With that being said, we'll see you next week.